about my glasses, huh?
What about
Oakley? Yeah, they're nice. DeMarcus had some last year like this, and he said, "You like those coats?" I said, "Sure." He said, "I'll get you some." So he waited till after we won the Super Bowl, and then about 2 weeks ago, he said, "Here's those glasses I told you."
So,
yeah, he did. So I appreciate it.
Don't you think your defense got better in the last few days?
Yeah, I think anytime you you're competitive, you know, and we try to be in our practice against our guys, but I think get a little more competitive when it's another team. So anytime you're competitive, you can work on things and you show the players when they did well, but also what they need to improve on. So it certainly helped us.
What are you looking for on Saturday night? The dominant performance against the Bears, kind of
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you know, it's another game. It's a opportunity for a lot of guys. We'll play our first group a little longer, but it's really evaluating your team and evaluating where you are as a team. So we're looking forward to that.
Will Vaughn play then?
Vaughn will play.
Is
it a possibility that Wolf will play also? Yeah, he had a minor setback. What went through my head when Wolf went down? We don't want to hear that on for public. But no, I mean, you know, you hope somebody isn't hurt. I mean, that's always it is. Anytime a player, and any player, I don't care if he's a 13 player. I just hate to see anybody get hurt.
Is the unwritten rule the second preseason game it's okay to blitz?
Well, we're not going to blitz, you know, but there is there's no unwritten rule anymore. When I first started in the league, really people didn't blitz during preseason and didn't game plan really during preseason. I pretty much stuck with that, but everybody else kind of changed, it looks like.
Your simple explanation,
if there's a guy in the middle of the field, if there's a guy deep in the middle of the field, it's not a blitz. All right? A blitz is, in the common term, blitz means somebody's rushing, you know. So they say, well, so-and-so's blitzing, so-and-so's blitzing. This is a zone blitz. Well, it's really just, you know, four guys rushing or five guys rushing. When there's six, it's pretty simple. When there's six guys rushing, there's five eligible receivers. So the five guys have to cover all those guys, so there's nobody in the middle of the field. So anytime somebody gets sacked or whatever and there's somebody in the middle of the field, it's not a blitz.
Huh? Bring 10 guys and there's one guy in the middle.
That's it. That's it. Not a
blitz.
It's also a touchdown if you do that. If they throw it to any one of those other four guys. So
that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, he's a great player, you know. He's a Pro Bowl player, and, you know, anytime you lose a Pro Bowl player out for a little while, but he's back, so we're glad to have him back. And, you know, actually, the three best corners I've had include Robles, so, you know, that threesome last year was tremendous, and we expect him to do well again this year.
In the corner, what have you seen from Randall Doss?
Doss, you know, I think he's getting better and better, obviously. He's got a real knack, obviously, for intercepting the ball. I told him he's got a rabbit's foot somewhere because he's in the right place. But, you know, guys that know what they're doing and doing the right things and playing the right techniques aren't lucky. They're in the right place because they're playing well, and he's had a really good camp.
Coach, how would you assess Todd Davis so far?
Yeah, Todd's had a tremendous camp, too. He's a really good football player. We knew that last year. He played a lot last year for us, and we put in some defenses so he could play. Even though we had two really good inside backers, we played with three inside backers some last year just because we thought he was good enough to play, and now he stepped up. So, you know, he only played a couple plays last game, so we're looking forward to him playing more this game.
What is Jared Crick doing better than he was when he was
coaching? Well, Crick is experienced now. I mean, you know, when we first had him, he was – you know, we got him as a rookie, but he's an experienced player that has learned how to use his quickness. He's very quick. He's very agile. and he's real smart. So he does all those things well, and he's comfortable in our defense.
A couple more to wait.
Yep. Maybe not.